going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have put together a list of 8 guys. I believe one of these 8 men will be a Pittsburgh Steeler by 11 o'clock tonight. Are you ready for it, Pat Bostic?
I've never been more ready for anything in my whole life.
Doran Dickerson, are you ready for it?
Of course.
Trey Bostic is here. He is Pat Bostic's son. He's going to be thrilled because he is a big Jackson Dart guy. And I think Jackson Dart is one of the 8 possibilities that the Steelers could select 21st overall. I'll just go through the list.
Let's do it.
And then we'll shoot the breeze about it. Amarian Hampton, he was in for a visit.
Mm-hmm.
He run good. Travion Henderson, likewise. They went to his pro day. He was in for a visit. Shador Sanders came in for a visit. Jackson Dart came in for a visit. Derek Harmon, despite the new red flags on the shoulder, he was in for a visit. Darius Alexander, I think, would be probably a reach at that point, but depending on how the draft board falls, I could see it. And Matthew Golden might be a pipe dream. But just because there's been some smoke to this pick and stuff, and because they had him in, I think he is a possibility if he's there 21st overall. One more. Kenneth Grant, they didn't go to his pro day. Mike Tomlin says that nose tackles are a dying animal, but that could be a red herring. That could be a smokescreen. He could be trying to throw us off the scent. So there, gentlemen, are my 8. Am I missing anybody? Like any realistic guys, I guess.
You said Milroe?
He did not say Milroe.
I did not.
I'd add Milroe.
I think you're probably right.
Judkins? Did you say Judkins?
I don't
first
think
first round?
You mean Henderson.
No, Judkins, I think, is the one that's sliding up into the first round right
he
now.
He is.
No, I think it's Henderson who's sliding up. I think Judkins is not.
Okay. Either one. Henderson.
Yeah, he should probably be on there. So now we're at 10. My list is going to hell in a handbasket. Can I say hell in front of Trey twice?
Yes.
Because now I have twice.
What about Ibuka?
Yeah, that's 11. But I have to, you know what? No, I'll stick to my guns. I got to stay with the 8. Because I can't, here's 21 guys, one of them will be him. I got to be right.
So you went with like, they didn't go to his pro day, he didn't visit.
For a first round pick, I factor that in.
Sometimes though, like, you can look at it both ways. It's, we love a guy, or we need to learn more. Like, you may already know what you need to know about someone, so you don't need him to come. I was watching something yesterday with Jalen Hurts. He had no clue he was going to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to him one time at the combine. One time. He thought Pittsburgh was going to take him. They didn't. Revisiting history. But like, just because they didn't go to Kenneth Grant's pro day doesn't mean that he couldn't be there and he couldn't take him.
And in a lot of these instances, they're trying to break ties too. I mean, you think about all these mid-round running backs they had in. I mean, you're trying to break some ties there. And that could be the same thing for every position. And then there's the whole smokescreen thing that Mike Tomlin has said. So I don't think there'd be a corner or an edge guy that they would be interested in 21st overall. Maybe one of those 2 wide receivers. Tet McMillan, he could be falling. People don't think he's super athletic. Doran, you had his 40 time basically pegged right on the nose. back when we were at Bowser Chevrolet Studio B. This was like 2 months ago.
4.6.
Yeah, not fast. Not fast. He's not that different.
He's like Mike Evans kind of, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's like Mike Evans is a great comp. I mean, it'd be ideal if he were Mike Evans, but you think he drops to 21?
No, I don't.
ESPN's got him the 13th overall ranked prospect.
Where he was like this top 10 shoo-in.
Right. Yes.
Way back when. And this this is your theory, Doran. Like, if you're a guy, and we'll just use Ted McMillan, for so long, oh, he's the guy. Now, all of a sudden, he's not the guy. Well, maybe he's still the guy.
Right.
Maybe it's analysis or paralysis by analysis. Perhaps we're looking too hard into it. Does he make plays? He takes some plays off, I guess. That's kind of been a knock on him. I watched Arizona this year. Yeah. I'd take some plays off, too.
Yeah, I think that people are probably scared from his 40 time, too.
Yes.
But to me, like, put the film on. If he's getting open like he was, that's fine. Like, that wouldn't scare me that much. The guy plays at a different speed than he runs in shorts.
You know what he did against West Virginia this year? You guys will like this. This is fun.
Over 100.
Oh.
What? 7 catches?
I think it was like 1. Was it like 180?
It was crazy. And then they kept running the same stuff, and then we fired our defensive coordinator literally the next day. So he had 1,319 yards, which should probably be funny for you guys. Against West Virginia, 10 catches, 202 yards, a long of 49, and a touchdown. And I would say 90% of that, just going back into my mind's eye, was in the fourth quarter. They just couldn't stop. They kept putting a linebacker on him, like they did with John Bostic against, who was it, Keenan Allen back in the day.
Yes.
Didn't work out all that well for the Steelers. Of those 8, who do you guys like the most? I think it was Hampton, right? I was pointing to Doran. And for you, it was
Harmon or Grant.
Yeah. Harmon looks Cam Haywardy. He's long.
So this shoulder thing, I heard you guys talking about it on the way in.
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
Don't know.
Could this be somebody leaking it because they want to take him? Right? A little smoke screen,
mm-hmm.
little plant.
Because if he goes top 15, that's not going to shock me either.
I mean, it could be a plant, but all these, you know.
Never missed a game.
Right.
I mean, you're going to have your medical, your team is going to have your individual medical on a guy so you can see if there's something wrong or if somebody's trying to leak.
If there
something.
Was a shoulder issue, why didn't it come out immediately after the combine?
Exactly. So maybe he heard it now. Maybe he heard it by working out. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, your concerns about, you know, the hand-to-hand combat and in the trenches and locking out and all those things are valid. The dude played every game for, what, 3 years?
If there's no quarterback, that's my guy. And then I hope to get another defensive lineman.
There's going to be a quarterback
later.
There.
Yes.
Like, don't. There's not 4 quarterbacks getting taken in the top 20.
It all depends on how much they like Milroe.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.